The American writer James Agee became a near cult figure in his lifetime, but he brutalized his body with booze, cigarettes, and late-night carousing. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Lawrence Bergreen has written a full-scale biography of the Tennessee-born James Agee.
He was from the South and was, in many ways, the epitome of what we think of being a Southern writer. Extremely eloquent, extremely talkative. Also, he was a very hard drinker as well, and that contributed to his deteriorating health.
Bergreen says Agee produced a small body of work and failed to reach his potential.
It was so great that he could have been one of the major American writers, right up there with the most famous. As it was, he's a famous example of a failed case with a series of astonishing partial successes, like the novel A Death in the Family, which was autobiographical, or the screenplay for The African Queen, the movie, or the body of film criticism that he left behind that many consider to be the finest in American letters.
When Agee was six, his father was killed in a car crash, and young Agee was drawn to a priest, Father James Fly.
After Agee's father died, Father Fly, who was an Episcopalian priest, became his substitute father. He was a teacher at St. Andrew's School in Tennessee, which was a boarding school that Agee went to at the age of nine. That's where he met Father Fly, and he corresponded with the priest for the rest of his life, leaving behind an extraordinary body of letters that were first published in 1962.
A poor student at Harvard, but a precocious writer, Agee's first book was a volume of poetry in the early 1930s, published while he was working as a writer for Fortune magazine.
It was a selection of the Yale Younger Poets, which was a great honor to receive. It was a competition. His was selected as being the best out of the 34 submitted. It was published, but as a poetry book, it had a small audience, and it quickly disappeared from view.
Lawrence Bergreen, whose definitive biography is called James Agee, A Life. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. There were those who said that James Agee's conversation was even more brilliant than his prose. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In his biography, James Agee, A Life, Lawrence Bergreen notes that Agee was a charismatic figure whose friends adored him.
They loved him because he was so brilliant and so vulnerable at the same time, and he exerted a fascination over men and women both. He was a film critic and a novelist and a poet and a journalist all at once, and a screenwriter.
After graduating from Harvard, Tennessee-born James Agee went to work for Fortune magazine for some 18 years. He was also a film critic for Time and The Nation. A Fortune assignment led to his classic 1941 study of Southern sharecroppers, Let Us Now Praise Famous Men. Bergreen notes that his best-known work, A Death in the Family, was published 2 years after his death at the age of 45 in 1957.
It won the Pulitzer Prize. It was adapted to a Pulitzer Prize-winning Broadway play and also to a movie.
Agee's married life was a stormy one.
He was married three times. We had numerous liaisons with other women in and around his marriages. Women found him compelling and magnetic, and he felt the same way about them.
And Agee had a ferocious temper.
Several people I talked to told me stories of his punching his fist through streetcar windows or punching walls or punching something when he became upset, and often he bruised his hand.
At one time, Agee described himself as a communist, but later shared an office at Time magazine with Whittaker Chambers, who became his friend. It was Chambers who accused Alger Hiss of being a communist.
Most of Agee's liberal friends naturally took Hiss's side. How could it be that this prominent figure and force behind the UN could have communist affiliations? But Agee was so convinced of Chambers' sincerity that almost alone, he took Chambers' side.
Lawrence Bergreen, author of James Agee, A Life, who says Agee never did fulfill his gift as a writer and remains to this day an enigma. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The author James Agee lived a tempestuous life, failing to meet his promise and turning out a small body of work, such books as Let Us Now Praise Famous Men and A Death in the Family. Lawrence Bergreen's biography of Agee is called James Agee, A Life.
Clearly he had a death wish, and a lot of it had to do with the early death of his father when he was 6 years old. His father died in a car accident, maybe while he'd been drinking too much, maybe not. But in any case, Agee's love for his father was so great, and his identification with his father was so strong that he felt from the beginning that the same thing was bound to happen to him.
Despite the warnings of doctors, A.G. drank heavily and smoked incessantly.
He had the first heart attack when he was writing the script for The African Queen in Los Angeles with John Huston, and he was playing tennis with John Huston, the well-known film director. That's when the first attack came on. At that time, he was writing during the mornings and up most of the night writing again on different projects and drinking and talking with friends on the telephone endlessly.
A.G.'s death came at the age of 45 in a taxi cab in Manhattan.
A.G. was on his way to see his doctor for a checkup on the morning of May 16, 1955, and he had been up a night or two before at a party all night drinking and talking and being with friends who he loved and who loved him, and exhausted himself, and that was the last heart attack. That was his third and final one.
For Lawrence Berggren, seeking the facts about James A.G. was a kind of coast-to-coast scavenger hunt.
I went around to repositories of letters and archives across the country looking for material written by A.G., often which was uncatalogued and unfiled and was simply lying in a corner of a room somewhere in a box. Besides that, I supplemented what I found in the letters with and diaries and journals with interviews with people who knew him, with family members, his colleagues from Time, people who knew him from the film industry, and friends, schoolmates.
Lawrence Berggren's book is James A.G., A Life with BookBeat. I'm Don Swain.